This is a CKTZ News Update. The Cortez Island Women's Resource Center is helping launch a housing survey to gather details on the housing needs of the local population to inform future policies addressing the local housing shortage. It's funded by a grant from the Union of British Columbia Municipalities. Executive Director Tanya Henk says the center's interest is in addressing how the current housing shortage is affecting the safety of women and children. And though it covers the entire region, it's also very specific in collecting data on individual communities. Henk says the survey runs from April 11th until May 11th, and she's hopeful results will be available soon after.
I mean, I would like to think that sometime in the summer we would hear something, but I'm really just guessing on that, right?
Yeah.
But I did want to say that it's the Rural Development Network, a nonprofit organization in Alberta, that's going to be doing the data analysis and the report writing. Yeah, and this whole project is possible through UBCM Strengthening Community Services grant funding, and that's via the Strathcona Regional District and City of Campbell River. And then there's also the Campbell River and District Coalition to End Homelessness and the Urban Indigenous Housing and Wellness Coalition. And they are all the ones coordinating this project.
Henk says gathering and recording specific information is key to fostering change.
So the survey is open to anyone, but it is geared towards those who struggle with housing security, appropriate and affordable housing, and those who are what's considered unconventionally housed, and or those who have difficulty accessing services in their community. So basically, once that information is going to be collected, and it's through an independent organization out of Alberta who is going to be collecting all the data, and then that information will be available for a number of different reasons. The reports are going to be available to organizations, agencies, and governments interested in the data, and we might be interested in those to help articulate the importance of regional housing and service expansion, for applying for funding to support housing and service needs, influence services and program development, and inform housing and service policies and practices in the region. So it becomes a much bigger thing, and what's great is that it's actually, we'll still have a portion of that survey that's directed towards the needs of Cortez Island. So in that, we could talk about transition housing, we could talk about changing the dynamics of how we look at housing, different options. So this becomes, basically, you need to have some kind of working document to go forward and start working on any of these things. If you want to make any kind of change, you have to have the proof that it's needed or wanted within the communities, right? So this becomes that document for us.
Henk says the survey will be distributed in multiple ways.
It will be available online, but we're also going to have hard copies. The Women's Center will be doing outreach. We certainly can help anybody who wants help filling out the form, but also we can deliver them. We can pick them back up. We'll have a couple of forums where and probably move them around the community, maybe do one in Whale Town and here, so that we can just kind of like talk about it, or if anybody has any questions or wants some help with understanding what it is, or even just filling it out, like I said, right?
Henk says a lot of attention is being paid to keeping the survey as unbiased as possible.
There is some sensitive questions within that document, but the documents are anonymous, right? So it's no one's putting their name on it. There's no way of tracking. And also because it's full non-biased Alberta, right? We don't see, nobody on Cortez Island is going to see those results of the individual. We're not going to be like, oh, look at what these ones said before sending it in, you know? So that's another great part, is that it is unbiased. It's somebody else doing all the data collection and then giving us the reports on it.
Henk notes that with most surveys, a return rate of 20% is considered good, but she hopes this survey generates more participation.
I feel that number is pretty low on an island that only has 1,000 people. That means only 200 people would represent the 1,000. And I feel like to get a real good picture, we would need a larger amount. To me, I like to see as many people as possible. And so that's why we're also passionate to reach out to the people who are the most vulnerable, who very likely don't have access to the internet or don't use the internet, you know, struggle with mental health or like all of those kinds of things, elderly, people who don't have cars. So we just want to make sure that we can access everyone whose voice should be heard. For the hard copies, the library is going to be used as the pickup and drop-off location. But like I said, we're also going to grab a handful of them here to have at the Women's Center. We are happy to distribute them as well. So, you know, we can coordinate that. But the technical drop-off and pickup for the surveys will be the library.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.